AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Welcome to this 2024 election special, Who Did It? Trump or Harris? Which candidate gave Dr. Anthony Fauci a commendation for their exceptional efforts during the pandemic? President Trump gave Dr. Anthony Fauci a commendation less than 24 hours before leaving the White House.
I did everything right and they indicted me.
Which candidate helped outlaw bump stocks on firearms? Trump supported and helped push through a bump stock ban on firearms. However, the Supreme Court eventually overturned it. Which candidate accused President Biden of racist actions, like supporting segregation and opposing busing?
To hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country. And it was not only that, but you also worked with them to oppose busing.
Which candidate supported the continued incarceration of January 6th protesters? Although Trump now defends January 6 protesters, he issued zero pardons to them during his final 2 weeks in office. And we all know how Kamala Harris feels about January 6th.
Dates that occupy not only a place on our calendars, but a place in our collective memory. December 7th, 1941. September 11th. 2001, and January 6th, 2021.
Which candidate said the following? Bitcoin, it just seems like a scam. I don't like it because it's another currency competing against the dollar.
Bitcoin, it just seems like a scam. I don't like it because it's another currency competing against the dollar.
Which candidate said the following about abortion? I think 6 weeks is a mistake. I want more than 6 weeks. And I think the 6 weeks is too short. It has to be more time.
Well, I think the 6 week is too short. It has to be more time, and I've told them that I want more weeks.
Which administration increased the national debt the most? During their first terms, Trump racked up nearly double the amount of debt as Biden. Who supports holding parents accountable by incarcerating them if their children don't show up to school?
You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
So I decided I was going to start prosecuting parents for truancy.
When Kamala Harris was the California Attorney General, she had me arrested and prosecuted because my handicapped daughter was sick in the hospital and had missed some days of school.
In San Francisco, we threatened the parents of truants with prosecution. We are putting parents on notice. We are going to make sure that you face the full force and consequences of the law.
Because of truancy, California public schools lose $1.4 billion a year in funding.
I want money.
I sent a letter on my letterhead out to every parent in the public school system.
In 2012, like all California parents, I received a threatening letter from Kamala Harris saying, we'll go to jail for a year if our kids even miss 10% of school days.
I'm going to start prosecuting parents for truancy.
Which candidate supports Israel and will continue to send aid and weapons? President Trump has always been a staunch supporter of Israel and has recently gone as far as to tell their Prime Minister Netanyahu to, quote, do what you have to do in regards to the war in Gaza. Although Harris claims to support Palestinians' right to human dignity, she has also rejected the claim that she would support an Israel arms embargo. Which candidate has worked to decriminalize marijuana at the federal level? Although both candidates have said they plan to reschedule marijuana from its current Schedule 1 status, their past reveals different intentions. Some of you may remember Tulsi Gabbard's takedown on Kamala Harris's record on marijuana.
There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana.
Have you ever smoked?
I have.
Okay.
Like I inhale. I did inhale.
Okay. And then there's Donald Trump, who's always been against legalizing marijuana until this election. Which candidate has questioned vaccine safety? Both Trump and Harris have questioned vaccine safety in the past.
If the public health professionals, if Dr. Fauci, if the doctors tell us that we should take it, I'll be the first in line to take it. Absolutely. But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
Exact amount. But you take this little beautiful baby and you pump, it looks just like it's meant for a horse, not for a child. And we've had so many instances, people that worked for me just the other day, 2 years old, 2.5 years old, a child, a beautiful child, went to have the vaccine and came back, and a week later got a tremendous fever, got very, very sick, now is autistic.
Despite this, Trump was the one that created the COVID vaccine from Operation Warp Speed. And then the Biden-Harris administration were the ones that implemented a vaccine mandate that affected millions of workers. Now try your hand at this bonus question. The January 6th protesters are serving longer sentences than which one? Dr. Jack Kevorkian, Nazis convicted in the Nuremberg trials, or Speaker Dennis Hastert? Although Speaker Dennis Hastert eventually admitted to sexually abusing teenage boys while he was a wrestling coach, the statute of limitations had passed. Therefore, he was only convicted on banking violations and lying to the FBI in regards to hush money payments to his victims. He was sentenced to 15 months in prison, but ended up getting out 2 months early. Dr. Jack Kevorkian participated in more than 130 assisted suicides, or mercy killings. He was found guilty of second-degree murder and sentenced 10 to 25 years. He wound up only serving 8 years. Protesters from January 6th have received a combined total of nearly 850 years worth of prison sentences. Individuals like Zach Real, Joe Biggs, Stuart Rhodes, and Enrique Tarrio received the longest sentences, ranging from 15 to 22 years. These are longer than those given to the four people who received term sentences at the Nuremberg trials. Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.